From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China says a passenger ship traveling on the Yangtze River with more than 450 people on board sank Monday night in the Hebei region of central China. China's Xinhua news agency said the vessel was headed from Nanjing to Chongqing. U.S. President Barack Obama sternly warned China Monday that its land reclamation projects in the South China Sea are counterproductive and a threat to Southeast Asian prosperity.
We think that land reclamation, aggressive actions by any party in that area are counterproductive. And we will continue as an Asia-Pacific power to support all countries who are prepared to work with us to establish and enforce norms and rules.
Mr. Obama made his remarks to a group of young Southeast Asian leaders visiting the United States. The White House has criticized the U.S. Senate for failing to reach an agreement before legal authority expired for the National Security Agency to collect Americans' telephone data. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the legislative standoff has introduced unnecessary risks for the United States.
What we have said 4 weeks now is that the Senate's failure to act introduces unnecessary risk to the country and to our citizens.
Josh Earnest. The United Nations says South Sudan has decided to expel the UN deputy representative to that nation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the move Monday and called on South Sudan to reverse the decision immediately. No reason was given for the expulsion. This is VOA News. The UN Food Agency is warning of an acute food shortage for people in Nigeria and the surrounding region who are fleeing Islamic Boko Haram militants. The World Food Program says nearly a 500,000 people are facing a food crisis in Nigeria and bordering countries. A U.S. journalist held in Yemen has been released, but details of his detention remain unclear. The United States is vowing to free more Americans in the country. The U.S. State Department identified the reporter as Casey Combs. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants drove a tank filled with explosives onto an Iraqi police base Monday, and that at least 37 people were killed, dozens were injured. The suicide bombing near Samarra targeted security forces and triggered another explosion in an ammunition depot on the base. The severe heat wave that is gripping India is the second deadliest the country has ever experienced and the fifth deadliest in the world. Anjana Pasricha takes a look.
Scattered rain brought relief to a handful of places from scorching temperatures that have persisted for nearly 2 weeks across much of India. But across vast swaths of the country, the heat showed no signs of letting up. In the worst affected states, such as Andhra Pradesh, authorities issued advisories for people to stay in the shade. In many places, temperatures have hovered around 45 degrees Celsius. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, Mumbai.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an American woman who was denied a job because she wears a Muslim headscarf. Samantha Aloff brought her legal case in 2008 when an Abercrombie & Fitch store in Oklahoma rejected her for employment. The assistant manager said she was qualified, but a manager decided the headscarf would violate the store's dress code. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of the southern state of South Carolina, an outspoken advocate for U.S. military intervention overseas, has joined the crowded Republican presidential field.
The world is exploding in terror and violence. But the biggest threat of all is the nuclear ambitions of the radical Islamists who control Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no moderates in Iran running their government.
Graham is the ninth Republican to announce his candidacy. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry headed home today from Europe after breaking his leg in a bicycling accident. Kerry was hospitalized in Geneva, Switzerland after the accident Sunday. He will receive further treatment in Boston. Taking a look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.